Now we've got something a little bit different for you here on a Sunday. I need to explain to you what happens when we come in the morning. Sometimes we come in, there's a little bit of a slot open in the show, and we say, what's something interesting we could talk about? And there's one gentleman in particular who always comes up with the strangest, most ridiculous things we've ever heard of, and that would be producer Max Moore. He's roped some of the other guys in for a look at con artists, and their favourite ones are guys. I've got Sam, Max, and Bruce in the studio this morning. Sam's going to give us a bit of an introduction into this. Sam, can you hear us in your microphone?
I can hear you.
There we go.
Now.
That's a bit better. Yeah. I couldn't hear you.
You got to change that level.
I got to fix the level. So I don't even know where to begin with this. What are we're talking about con artists, essentially.
Yeah, we're talking about like the best con artists.
Okay.
What we think are the best con artists out there.
I love this. All right, so you've all picked a favorite.
We've all picked a favorite, but I would like to start with like just giving like an honorable mention to the first ever con artist, William Chaloner.
Okay.
In the 17th century, who made like counterfeit coins, and was actually proven to be a con artist by Isaac Newton.
Oh.
Who owned the mint at the time. And he hanged William from the gallows in 1699.
See, I feel like we don't quite be... We're not quite as extreme with con artists
anymore. Yeah, I'm about to talk about one that's like really got away with a lot. But
okay. So who is your con artist of choice this morning?
My con artist? We'll get me out of the way first and we'll jump into Bruce's later.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a guy called Matt the Knife.
Matt?
Who I love him already based on his name. It's like, Mac the Knife is my favorite song anyway. So.
Okay, all right.
He was only born in 87, but he's got like a bunch of Guinness records. He's like, he can escape from handcuffs in 5 seconds.
Wow.
Straightjacket in 18 seconds.
Jeez.
But he started off as a professional con man and he was like a prodigy. From ages 16 to 21, he had like a whole syndicate full of people who made like fake poker cards and just cheated at poker.
Wow.
And another one for shoplifting, another one for pickpocketing.
Also, he was like the boss of a con man syndicate.
Yeah, yeah. And he was basically a teenager. And apparently he went after like a whole mafia family.
Wow.
I mean, that's the thing about him. He's trying to work as like, he's trying to keep it clean now, work as a magician and stuff. So he doesn't want to go into detail about how he robbed from the mafia, understandably.
Yeah, I can imagine why you'd want to keep that secret.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad had a little con artist, not con artist, just more of a side business when he was a kid, when he was around that kind of 12, 13 year old one, and had a had a beautiful cowskin rug or something in her living room, and he'd cut it up and sell watch bands out of it.
Oh, wow.
That was his big scam as a teenager. I feel like we all have scams as a teenager, but Matt the Knife's might have been a bit better than all of ours.
Yeah, just slightly.
Just ever so slightly.
Yeah, I mean, I was more of like the guy who would actually get pickpocketed. I think I had my phone stolen by a pickpocketer once.
Really?
So I could have used his help. Like he's become an anti-fraud expert now. He's giving like keynote speeches about how to protect yourself.
So he's still around.
Yeah, he's still around. He's still doing stuff. He's like got a magic show, so you know.
And he's got a magic show.
He's got a magic show.
I love anyone with a magic show. I think a magic show is a great thing.
Oh, yeah, aww. Me too.
Now, Bruce is the next one on our list. Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
What have you got for us this morning?
Okay, so I picked someone called Mary Baker.
Okay.
So I don't want to be too judgmental of these people. You know, like we all lie in our daily lives.
Oh, yes.
You know, whether it's for our job or to get people to like us. You know, we say things like, that's a nice jacket. Or,
oh, my God, all the time.
I love you.
Yes.
Oh, wow. But, okay.
Some people,
the really truth comes out.
But so, you know, some people manage to make a pretty good living out of it. So, with a bit of research, we found that there's some trends that pop up again and again. One of them is known as the princess con. So, this is women who basically they tell these outlandish tales, claiming to be part of like a royal lineage, and then they sort of slip into the royal life.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I could get on board with that con.
So one of the most famous princess cons ever perpetrated was by Mary Baker, aka Princess Caribou. So this happened back in 1817 in England. It started when a woman in exotic garbs appeared in a small English village speaking in this indecipherable tongue.
Gibberish.
Yep. And so conveniently, there was this Portuguese sailor who appeared claiming he could translate. So she claimed to be Princess Caribou of the island of Javasu. And she had this crazy story of danger and piracy. She was kidnapped. She escaped by jumping overboard, swimming through a storm, through the entire English Channel.
God, she's a good swimmer.
Yeah, right. So this tale basically launched her into instant fame in this area and earned her fans in this a family called the Worrell family, who was this wealthy family. And they basically took her in and cared and vetted for her for quite a while. Even after she was revealed to be a fraud, she was so charming, they were just like, you know what? She, cool, we stay. Like her. Yeah, just stick around for a while.
Stick around,
yeah.
Mary. It's all good. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
That is... That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I really like that one. I feel like I could pull off that con. That's the kind of con I'm in because I'm not good at like sleight of hand or pickpocketing, or not that I've tried, but I'm not really good at subtleties. I think if the more extravagant and outlandish, the better a chance I have.
Yeah, it's more fun just to make up a story.
Oh my God, so much more fun. I feel like today in the day of like technology and Google searches and Wikipedia pages, it's probably a little bit harder.
It's a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
I think it takes a lot more work.
Yeah, I've just convinced people I'm a princess. I think that that's... That's the way I go. Now, we've got one last con artist to bring for you this morning. And, of course, it does come from us, from probably the most random person on our team, Max. Max, good morning.
I mean, I wouldn't say the most random person on our team. I'd say the most random person in the entire radio station.
Yeah, maybe. So I'm very much looking forward to who you have come up with today.
Okay, well, look.
Who is it?
You might call this fake news. But this particular con artist has several buildings with his name on it. And he's currently being investigated for his fake university.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not going to give it away just yet.
Okay.
It was born in 1946 in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And he got into the real estate game after a small loan of $1 million from his father.
I wish my dad had given me anything. Like, just a cup of coffee would be nice sometimes. Oh, just like, wasn't it Malcolm Turnbull who was like, oh, parents need to help their children invest in the property market? If my parents could give me money to invest in the property market, I probably wouldn't need their help, though. Yeah, that's the kind of person I'd be.
Yeah, I mean, the collective response about all of this is just,
Nah. All right, so we've got a small loan of $1 million. We're born in 1946.
Yeah, and he became, I think in the 80s, he became involved in the casino business, and he's probably the only person who actually lost money in the casino business.
So he's very financially smart.
And he's become, you know, bankrupt 4 times.
Yep.
And he spends most of his time either on Twitter creating memes like Kefefe.
Okay.
Oh, I love that word.
I know you do.
I used it so many times.
I know.
Amazing.
I'm aware.
And he spends a lot of time in Florida playing golf.
And does he have tiny hands and orange face? Is he like the real life Oompa Loompa that we've all been?
Yeah, pretty much.
I know who this is.
And he believes that the human body is like a battery.
Yeah.
And this is why he doesn't do any exercise.
Yeah.
And who am I talking about? The first con man president of the United States of America, Donald John Trump.
Oh my goodness. Because he is being investigated about this whole fake university thing.
And
that's a
Russia
pretty, that's a
as
pretty
well.
Good con.
Yeah.
I feel like this is similar to the princess con almost, in that if you just say it loud enough and for long enough, people will start believing you.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I live my life.
We all know how loud he can get.
Yeah. Unfortunate that who Max is considering to be a con man is now running the United States.
Also, I knew it was Donald Trump before any of you. I figured it out first. So
oh,
I win.
Sam wins.
Yeah.
Thanks, I guess.
Oh, that's the only thing that counts is that Sam has won this game that no one else was playing.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. What interesting con. I feel like I've learned something. I feel smarter for knowing this, and I'm going to try the princess con, I think. Maybe not to the scale of being a princess, but I don't know. I'll try. When I was in the United States, actually, I did a sort of princess con. I went and bought myself like a cheap diamond-ish looking ring from Colette and wore it all around the state. So when I was traveling with my boyfriend, I would tell people that we had just gotten married and we were on our honeymoon and I would get upgrades for my rooms.
Whoa, so nice.
Yeah. And so I would be like, ah, we're on our honeymoon. John, don't say a word. Just stand there. And I got him a little fake ring too. And we got lots of upgrades and like bottles of wine that we never drank and all sorts of things.
I mean, that's a pretty hilarious con.
I think that's a good con. It's a harmless con.
It's also kind of cute.
It's a harmless con. And it was fun.
Yeah.
And then all my friends started texting me like, why are you wearing a wedding ring?
why wasn't I invited to the wedding?
Boys, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
Three of my favorite con men there, Max, Bruce, and Sam, telling us all about the world of con artists. A little bit of fun for a Sunday morning. I don't know how these boys come up with it, but they do.